So this Todd monster guy, he's the evil mastermind summoned by a sorceress and some crazy evil lady to destroy all of Haynesbury and everything we hold dear if we don't stop him. Did I get that right?
Yeah. A little overboard with the description, maybe, but yeah. Now, how about you hand over the keys to the magjet so we can get going? Kinda on a tight schedule here.
Oh, then it might be a bad time to tell you that the magjet's out of commission because of a very unfortunately timed fuel tank rupture and subsequent explosion that had nothing to do with me.
Seriously? Ugh, you've got to be... Please tell me we at least have the rusty old van.
Nope. Martin scrapped it for parts and donated the money he made off of him to charity. Isn't that nice?
Damn it! Of all the rich guys we could have worked for, we had to end up with one of the good ones. Ugh, guess we're doing it the old-fashioned way.
Okay, that's it. Next chance I get, I'm bringing my own car to Martin's house.
Good call.
Mr. Carlton, Miss Pryor, I thought that it might have been made clear yesterday that I may benefit from us all slowing down.
Really? You call this fast? I wouldn't even count this as jogging.
Then why don't you run ahead to the fairground and start doing some actual work?
Well, I wouldn't want to do anything without you or Miriam there to supervise. I mean, come on. Ow! What is this?
Looks like you ran into a roadblock.
Yeah, but not like any roadblock I've ever seen. It looks like somebody made it out of tree branches and cardboard. What kind of idiot would...
Hey there, newbie. What are you and your friends doing around here so early?
Oh, I should have known. Hey there, Chester.
Sorry about the block there. I was trying to steer any festgoers around while I finished up fixing my windows here.
Don't worry about it. We've really got to go anyway.
Just put in the glass? Now I'm sealing the last of it up so it'll be ready once the fest gets going?
Yeah, that's really interesting, but we're in a rush, so...
I hadn't planned to fix up my window this close to fest time, but wouldn't you know it, some darn kids came by and broke it a few days ago. Good thing that Sheriff Rhodes was around to...
That's great, Chester, but we're leaving.
Did you say you saw Sheriff Rhodes?
Yeah, a few days ago. He got the kids busting up my window playing baseball and trying to run. He said he was going to bring them to their parents at the fest grounds, since he was going to check the place out anyway. They sure didn't look happy about that.
Wait. Guys, you don't think... Okay, hear me out here. Clay was angry at Lenny for dumping all of the fisherman's fest work on him before he went missing, and now it sounds like these kids had a problem with Sheriff Rhodes, too.
They felt wronged by the people who ended up missing.
The victims have something in common. The plot thickens.
Wait a minute. Chester, you get a good view of Rover's Rest from here. Any chance you saw Mike do something to piss somebody off lately?
Now that you mention it, I saw him take some liquor off some girls a couple days ago. Definitely too young to be drinking that stuff.
That'll do it. Looks like our buddy Todd has an M.O.
Who's Todd?
Nobody important, but you might want to stay in for the first day of Harvest Fest. Gotta go.
Everybody, due to an incident that the local police can't disclose at this time, Harvest Fest has been delayed until further notice. Aww. Oh, look, it's the heinous investigators. Sorry, but out of precaution, the Haynesbury police have shut down Harvest Fest, which means no fun for anybody, especially you. Oh, sorry. Especially you. Please, just go away like everybody else.
Yikes, she is really not our biggest fan right now. Guess we're sneaking in.
Do we have a choice?
See what I tell you. Much easier to get in this way.
Hi, Mr. Carlton.
Hi, Rachel. Rachel?
Yes, Rachel. Funny seeing you here, sweetie, since I remember you being grounded.
I'm sorry. I saw you running out of the house, and I thought I could get here early and try to find Todd's hideout for you.
We were outrun by a little girl?
No running involved. She just thought about it, and she was here. I can't believe you snuck out. No, you know what? I can, because that was literally the reason I grounded you. Now think about that and warp yourself home.
But I found something.
What something?
It's a little further this way. Here. Look, Mom. They're...
Giant stalks of corn. Giant corn stalks.
That would explain the fibers, as well as the location. The only way something this large would go unnoticed would be under the cover of dense forest. What do you suppose is inside those husks?
Enough produce to feed the town for a month?
Only one way to find out. Oh my god.
It's Sheriff Rhodes.
Pryor, cut the other two, husk things open.
And there's Mike and Lenny.
Are they okay?
They're all right. Merely unconscious. It appears that these husks have been serving as a sort of stasis chamber. I would wager that Todd has been preserving his captives in order to feed off of them whenever he likes. Which, as I say it, sounds absolutely horrifying.
Yeah. Guess you could call this a little crop of horrors. Title drop!
Hey, Pryor Jr., if you warped home right now, could you take him with you?
Nobody's going anywhere. We've got you cornered. Right, Nate?
Why did you make us wait in that bush? We'd already been following him for 10 minutes.
Don't try to play the victim here. Straining to listen for somebody to say something that works with your entrance is more painful than it looks. Hi, Carlton. Surprised to see me?
More like confused. Delia, why are you here? Shouldn't the cops have dealt with you weeks ago?
I was too fast for them. Your hick police force couldn't handle an experienced criminal.
What really happened, Nate?
They couldn't connect us to the crime, so they let us go.
Then why didn't you go? Have you been in town this whole time?
You don't care that I'm here? You're not even scared?
I mean, I'm a little annoyed, but listen, can we deal with whatever this is later? We're trying to solve a major crime here.
I know, I did it.
You?
Yes, me!
Ooh, this is getting good.
Why? Delia, no offense, seriously, but this doesn't exactly seem like your thing.
Well, it is now, because I want to make you pay. I want to make you pay for showing me up when we were growing up, when you went to college, when you joined this rich fantasy nerd's little detective club.
When he dumped you?
Psh, please, believe me. He could never handle this. But from a professional standpoint, yeah. I guess I felt a little rejected. We could have run a respectable business.
Yeah, for criminals.
So what? Criminals need somebody to have their back, too. Things could have been good, like they were when we were kids. But you had to go off and be better than everybody else for 10 years, which gave me plenty of time to build up some serious resentment. So now I'm going to get my revenge on you. All of you!
Which is why you summoned Cersei.
No shit. I'm surprised any of you idiots put two and two together.
Karen set to look for a frizzy-haired crazy lady. It wasn't hard.
I don't think you realize how much I'm flattered by that comment. Only a crazy person would think of using all this supernatural stuff you're supposed to know about against you, like I did with those ghost fish.
You were behind that too? Actually, considering how fast we took those things down, that makes sense.
That was only a first attempt, but this time I went for some real power. Cersei's good at getting things done. All she had to do was drag one monster through that portal to ruin your reputation, threaten your lives, and take the entire town with you! Ha 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 ha! Okay, I think that about covers why I'm here. And now I'll let my new friend Cersei take care of you. Cersei! Hello? I need you!
You know, you call it the worst times.
You're an immortal sorceress. You have all the time in the universe.
Yeah, but I was using this time to have my first donut in 100 years. They've come a long way.
Can you just wake up the monster and terrorize them already?
Oh, these are the people you wanted me to vanquish or whatever?
Yes! Yes, now get Todd!
Got it.
What's happening?
I wish I knew, kid.
It looks like something's coming out of the ground. And if we're going on logic here, I'm assuming that something is Todd.
I don't think I expected Todd to be enormous, or... No. No way. I've been gardening my whole life, and that can't be...
giant ear of corn.
Oh, sure, you say it first. Make me look like a loser.
Is now really the proper time to be competitive.
Giant corn monster. Just when I thought the threats here couldn't get any dumber.
Who disturbs the slumber of the great destroyer of... Oh, hello there, Cersei. Have you found another half-word I can bribe into telling me where the person who wronged them is at? I could use a snack.
Well, there's this group of mortals down there that Delia'd like to see get bodied. You can do whatever you want to them.
No, he can't. Especially not when my daughter's around.
Or when he's holding innocent people hostage and slowly killing them.
Yeah, that too.
It shouldn't matter anyway. There's seven of us and only one of him.
Oh, really? An advantage of being an ancient plant-based demon is you get an army of corn imps.
Me in my big mouth.
Run!
Hey, I can see the fest grounds. Quick, head into that tent.
What are we supposed to do now?
Well, we can't let those things make it into town.
Don't tell me that means we have to stay
and
fight.
Yeah, it does. I've had enough of running.
What do you have in mind, Prior?
One of us needs to take the giant weed down. If he goes, everything else should too.
Delia's the one who got Cersei to bring him here. Maybe if I get to her, I can get her to end this.
She does want to see you dead more than the rest of us. It could be a good distraction for her, at least.
Done. About time we played catch up anyway.
As for the rest of us, we'll take down as many of those imps as we can. Except for Jack and Algy.
Oh, thank God.
I need you to get Rhodes, Mike, and Lenny out of those husk chamber things.
What about me?
Sweetie, can you...
stay in the tent?
Yes? You're not going to sneak out?
Last time I did that, a big corn monster sent a bunch of little corn monsters after us. I don't want to make things worse anymore.
Oh... Rachel, I...
Whoa! Oh my!
Ah! Oh, awesome!
I've never seen corn cut in half with an axe before.
Well, what are we waiting for? We have monsters to take down.
This is perfect. I'm telling you, Nate, we are going to be able to cut our stay here short. Kind of a pity, though. I had so many more ideas to wreak supernatural havoc on this place. But you can't wreak havoc on a town that's been destroyed by a corn demon, can you?
I don't know if I'd count out Carlton and his friends yet, Delia.
Oh yeah, and why is that?
Because Carlton is coming right at us, and he has that look he used to get when we were kids.
What look?
Oof! The one he gets before he beats us up?
It was more like, before I beat you up, but... that's about to change.
Aw, Carlton, you really think you can still take me in a fight? Ah!
Yeah, I think I can. Now call off the vegetable before I really hurt you.
You think I can't handle a little scuffle? Yeah, you've been away too long. Can still throw a solid punch, though. Now let me have a turn. Gah!
That's the best you got?
Ha! Another four down. How about you, Liza?
Ah!
Whoa. What was that?
Not sure. I tried to think of a spray that was like weed killer, but for corn? I'm not really used to killing plants. I don't like it. Hey, somebody's coming this way.
I know, Liza. We're up to our elbows in corn monsters.
No, I mean somebody human is coming this way.
Ha! I knew I heard something! Good thing I came by to- Oh my god, what the heck is going on? Don't you come any closer, you! Corn goblin thing!
Jerry, look out!
Miss Pryor! What's going on here?
You wanted us to work on your case, so we're working on your case. And if I were you right now, I'd run.
Huh? duty. I can't leave civilians who are in danger.
Run or else I'll bring back the corn monsters.
Man, did we get the easy part of the plan or what? Get the people out of the flimsy plants? Give me 5 seconds.
Algy, wait. Todd has some kind of connection with these things. We should do this... carefully.
What happened?
I'm pretty sure that flimsy plant just swatted you off.
Okay, smart guy, you got a better plan?
I think I might.
On your right, buddy. Thanks. Hey, what are you doing?
Trying to channel any semblance of demonic energy that I may currently possess. What are you doing?
Improvising? Looks like I finally got my time with you after all, sweet popcorn machine. Even if it's a little different than I was anticipating. Get in there, you crazy corn monsters!
Time to cook some corn.
Huh. I thought that would have sounded cooler. Eh?
Woohoo! Yeah! Who's next? Come at me, corn army!
Oh, come on now. Any amount of demonic fury would be incredibly helpful at the moment. That altercation last night must have taken more out of me than I thought. Oh, if only there was someone else with an equally fierce, destructive personality. Wait a moment, that's it!
There's too many of them! Ugh, get off me!
Miss Liza, quick game! Whoever destroys the most corn creatures wins!
Huh? Oh,
it is on! Ah!
Ha-ha, yes! You've crossed the wrong young lady now, you poor excuse for a grain crop.
Back off, jerk! This is my fight! My fight, my win!
Oh no, please, off to you.
Careful. Careful!
You're telling me to be careful?
Well, it's not like you've been doing the whole arm-stretching thing very long,
No, but it's not exactly rocket science. Now, would you let me try to get a hold of one of these guys without setting off the corn monster? Okay, I did not expect the inside of a plant to feel like that.
Who cares? Just slide your arms through and grab the sheriff and get him out of there!
It's all soggy!
What, a little liquid isn't worth preserving the greater good? Suck it up, Jack!
Shh! Quiet. We don't want Todd to hear us.
Hear us? I don't know if you noticed, but he's a little preoccupied right now.
Oh yeah. I wonder how the others are doing with that.
How do you like that? Come at me, jerks! Ha!
Wow. This is awesome. No, this is my hiding spot! Go away!
Miss Rachel? Oh, dear. You get away from her, you, imp. Oh, wait, that's what it actually is. Maybe I should start again.
What? Rachel? Eat steel, you freak of nature! Rachel. Rachel, honey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Thank God. I'm sorry I wasn't there for you. I should have just had you go home, not hide in a tent while I fought monsters. What is wrong with me?
But... Mom?
What was that?
Had enough yet, Delia?
Not even close, Beverly.
Don't call me that.
What? Beverly? Ah! Ooh, big bad Beverly's got me pinned. I'm so scared.
You should be. Fun's over, Delia. Call off your goons and maybe we can let this go.
My goons? You know, you have a point there. You're not the only one here who has a team behind them. Why should I waste my time fighting you when I have hired lackeys who can do it for me? Oh, Cersei! Todd! I have an easy target for you!
I'm not a lackey. I have the power to bring your entire feeble species to its knees.
In your robe and slippers.
Come on, Todd. Let's get this over with.
With pleasure.
Hey, let go! I didn't even know corn had vines! Delia!
What do you know? The fun's not over. Looks more like it's just starting.
Mr. Carlton, I'm coming.
Rachel, no!
Hey, you dumb corn monster! Let Mr. Carlton go! Yeah!
You little...
Whoa! Thanks.
Cersei, don't let them get away!
Done.
Whoa!
Giant inescapable fireball of death! Now that is how you end a revenge plot! Nice call, Cersei. Now destroy them!
Okay, I got it. Sheesh.
Rachel!
Mommy! I'm sorry, but you and Mr. Carlton were... I thought I'd make the fire into...
Bubbles? Cersei, what are you doing?
It wasn't me. Something else must have interfered. So, not my problem.
Not your prop. Ugh! You know what? Who needs you anyway? I still have the monster you brought me. Todd, you said you could destroy this whole town?
Yes.
Then do it!
Well, it's about time.
He's going to tear the whole town apart.
Has Delia lost it?
Delia? Are you okay?
Yes! Why wouldn't I be? We're finally going to get rid of Carlton, his friends, and this whole damn town!
But is it a good idea to get rid of the town while we're still in it?
We'll be fine! We still have Cersei, remember? She'll protect us!
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you didn't need me. Why should I protect you now?
Because I summoned you! You have to do what I say! Ha!
I'm definitely gonna be happy when this is all over and I can ditch you.
Prior, have any ideas on how to stop this? Because I'm drawing a blank.
I think I have one. Rachel, you should stop Todd.
But I thought I wasn't supposed to-
I know, but I need you to now. I know you can do it. I'm proud that you can.
Okay.
Hey! You guys are okay! Well, at least for now. Nothing more suspenseful than the potential destruction of your town, right?
And somehow you still think it's an appropriate time to hold on to the popcorn machine.
It soothes me.
Mr. Epstein, can I see that, please?
The machine? Sure, little lady. What for?
This.
Huh. Not a bad idea, kid.
I'll say, a giant popcorn machine! But how are we gonna fill it?
I know how. Hey, Mom, remember what I did to that big worm?
Yes.
I think I'm gonna do it again, but a little bit different.
What? How dare you imprison me?
Mommy, could you turn the machine on, please?
And then the world.
I can't reach the on switch.
The world.
Anything for you, sweetie.
I am the creeping demon, the root of all evil. I am...
Cersei, what's happening?
I think Todd just exploded.
No!
Just his body. I don't think you can destroy the soul of another worldly being that easily.
Well, unexplode him!
It doesn't work like that. My powers only extend so far, and bringing back the body of a plant demon is where I draw the line.
Yeah, Delia, I'm thinking this is the part where we turn you over to the cops. And if I were you, I'd let us handle it the easy way.
Oh, if you think this is over, you've got another thing coming! Tell him why, Cersei!
When I am summoned by someone for a specific purpose, I must stay by their side to defend them from all threats to said purpose.
So?
Every time you try to capture Delia, myself, or, the other one...
Nate!
Yeah, him. I'm obligated to break us out.
That's right. So no matter how you try to get rid of me, I'll just keep coming back until I can finally put an end to your pathetic team.
Oh, so we have plenty of time then.
You know what? Let's just go home. Come on, Nate. Cersei.
Wait, what did he mean, plenty of time? How long am I gonna be here?
I guess for a while. I already put a bed up in the spare room. Welcome to the club.
Oh, no.
Should we follow them?
Let them go. If what Delia said about Cersei is right, turning them in would only motivate them to hit us harder when they strike back.
Looks like Delia got to start a business for criminals after all.
Yeah. And I've never been happier to not be involved.
Oh, hey, we were wondering where you guys ended up.
Is everyone all right?
As much as we can be, kid.
Algy, did you and Jack manage to get those guys out of the husks?
Yeah, about that.
Can I get some help here? I think my hands are stuck in a very uncomfortable place right now.
We may have hit a snag.
It was the strangest thing, really. Whatever you did to Todd, it caused the pods to wither somewhat. It certainly made it more difficult to remove those that he had held captive, but not at all impossible.
Then let's get them out, and call up a certain deputy while we're at it. Something tells me she's going to be very happy. Maybe even enough to reopen the Harvest Fest.
Well, that's only if Rachel here thinks she can undo the mayhem Delia caused.
Really?
Go for it. It's okay with me.
Wow. What a touching ending to a mother-daughter conflict. But, I feel like we're forgetting something.
Miss Liza, are you all right? You're covered in corn.
57 corn imps down. None left. I win.
Oh, I can't thank you investigators enough for getting everything around here back to normal in time for Harvest Fest. And saving me and those other guys from, what'd you say it was again?
A giant corn demon, a witch, and Carlton's ex.
You're not gonna let that last one go, are you?
Right. And, I bet the others are thankful too.
Sure am. Hey, if any of you investigators need a drink, it's on the house.
You may want to rethink that, Mike.
I'll take another 10 bottles, thank you! God, I love Harvest Fest!
I think Deputy Thomas had something to tell you, too.
Thanks for not giving up on me. I guess we're gonna have to keep an eye out for that Delia, though, huh?
I guess we are.
Well, from now on, you've always got a watchful deputy on your side. Oh my God!
What?
What?
Oh, sorry. Had a bug on me.
Popcorn! Get your popcorn here! Made from fresh monster corpse! It's way more delicious than it sounds! Come and get it while it's hot!
Wow, Frank. I never would have thought of using a giant popcorn machine. Everybody loves it.
Well, I can't take all the credit. Miriam's daughter Rachel was a huge help.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Hey, I hope you guys know I never meant any harm to anybody when I asked for help from that Todd thing. I was just so mad and... Well, that's the last time I ever agreed to get help from weird voices in the woods.
Oh, it's okay. We forgive you. But you may want to take some time to tell that Lenny guy how sorry you are.
Sounds like a good idea. Thanks.
We've got a winner! I've got to say, Liza, that you have to be the only lady who's hit the bell on that old strength tester all day.
Oh, yeah? How do you like me now, you dumbbell? Suck it, you...
I'm just happy I get to play. Yay.
There you go.
Okay. Thanks for helping me try to curb the whole hyper-competitive thing, Elliot. After seeing myself... exhausted and covered in corn monster goop, I kind of realized that may not be the healthiest way to live. You must think I'm a jerk.
No, of course not. I actually think it is important for people to be so dedicated to their goals.
Oh, thanks. You really are an angel.
Really? Oh, well, I...
Yeah, and a really good friend.
Yes, that is me. A good friend. You know, Miss Liza, I've actually been meaning to tell you.
Yes?
Tell you that when I wasn't feeling well earlier and you were taking care of me, I technically didn't need your help.
What? But you said you can't heal yourself.
Deliberately and immediately, no. But that doesn't mean that I don't naturally heal much more quickly than the average human.
So I did all that for nothing? Why didn't you tell me?
You seemed so intent on outdoing me at my own profession, I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh.
But now that you've decided to temper your competitive tendencies... Woohoo! I am the better doctor! I would say in your face, although that seems to be an invasion of personal space. Perhaps just in your general vicinity. Ha-ha!
Okay, if I'm gonna tone down the competitiveness, we need to work on your gloating.
So, I survived my first Harvest Fest.
Yeah, barely. I'd give you a solid C-.
Yeah, okay. I guess we have a rival business now, huh?
Well, I mean, we try to avoid supernatural chaos from happening. Delia and co. want to cause it.
Yeah, but my point still stands.
I know, but hey, look at the bright side. We thought we were bad at dealing with this stuff. They've already lost twice.
Three times, actually, if you count the whole underground treasure thing.
Right.
Mom, look what I won at the ring toss!
Hey, a boomerang. Nice pick, honey.
Wow, and you won it without your mom hovering over you the whole time. Huh.
Yeah, right. Girl's name, evil ex. Yours is the last opinion I'm worried about.
I thought I could use this the next time I come on a mission with you.
Oh.
What?
I don't get it. I stopped the bad guys, didn't I?
Yes, honey. And I bet you could do it again. Especially because a boomerang is a great starter weapon. I'll show you how to use it this weekend. But you still have a lot to learn about your gifts.
Yeah, we all have to learn a lot about those.
Shh. And you don't want to put yourself in danger all the time, right? You're only 8 years old. Go to school, make friends, have fun. Do all the stuff Mommy never got to do growing up, because trust me, you'll miss it.
Do you think that maybe someday I could be in heinous investigations like you?
Of course I do.
Maybe you could train me, you and Mr. Carlton.
Whoa, wait. When did I get sucked into this?
You're both good investigators. You could teach me to be one. Please, Mom? Please?
Pryor, think carefully about this. Trust me when I tell you I'm not good with kids. Pryor!
Okay.
Yay!
Oh, jeez.
I think we can convince Martin to give it a shot. You can be a junior investigator. Who knows? Maybe you'll make some friends who want to learn something about dealing with all the crazy around here, too. It can be like a club.
A junior investigator? Cool!
We're doomed.
Just promise me you won't sneak out to follow us on any more cases, all right?
Promise.
Here we go.
Hey, fellow investigators. Have questions for us about this podcast? Feel free to follow us on Instagram at @wildly_productions, Twitter at @wildlyproduct1, TikTok at @wildly_productions, Tumblr at @wildlyproductions, and Facebook at @wildlyproductions, and shoot us a message on our latest post. Or subscribe to Wildly Productions on YouTube and comment on our latest episode. And most importantly, don't forget to check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content and the chance to help us keep this podcast train rolling. Happy investigating! Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of David Manuele, Elena Garcia, Bryce Riffle, Tuan Wen, DG Holstein, AJ Somerville, Naomi Park, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Jamie Forney, Emily Folger, and Jessica Castro. Guest appearances by Annie Hulegard, Christian Pineda, and Jeffrey Delphin. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Finn Nilsson and Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigation's spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media editing by Tom Velick.